Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Hello and welcome to episode 9, How to Deal with Discomfort or Restlessness During Meditation. I remember the first time when I started meditating on my own. I had no guidance, I had no apps, no YouTube videos, just me sitting in my quiet room on a wooden floor with my eyes closed. I started meditating because I kept seeing it on my Instagram feed, and one day I came home from a social event feeling very lonely for some reason, and I felt like I needed something to regulate my emotions. I was going through a very tough time because I moved very far away from my home, and moving so far away was so new to me. I was always surrounded by my family and many friends back home in Philly, where I grew up. So me moving to Hawaii brought out a lot of different emotions that I had never faced before. And so I never thought that simply sitting down with my eyes closed would bring up so many thoughts and emotions and feelings. So honestly, when I first started meditating on my own, I didn't know what to expect at first. But I do remember the first time when I did start meditating and a rush of thoughts and emotions attached with those thoughts came in like waves. I went from one thought to another, and I just kept spiraling in thoughts. Then I eventually learned to manage my wave of thoughts after discovering mindfulness meditation. When I used to meditate on my own, before discovering mindfulness meditation, I used meditation as a way to tap into my intuition. I would sit down on my wooden floor with my eyes closed and just let the thoughts come in. I would often ask myself questions that I'd been pondering and just let my intuition answer it. Meditation really brought me so much clarity, especially coming from someone who is very indecisive and has a lot of worry making the quote wrong decision. What I learned from this whole experience of meditation is that it's a practice that requires patience, persistence, and figuring out a routine for your practice. Meditation can sometimes bring up feelings of discomfort and restlessness, especially for beginners. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you some ways to deal with that discomfort and restlessness, even for someone who's been consistently meditating for several years now. I still have those days where my mind carries the stress over to my meditation, and sometimes it makes it really hard for me to concentrate on my breath. So the first step to really handling or managing restlessness is to acknowledge that there is discomfort. And that means to recognize and to accept the discomfort as part of the meditation process. You know, sometimes resilience can often intensify feelings of restlessness. And if it helps, you can start your meditation with having your eyes open and just focusing your breath on your nostrils. So just bringing inhales and exhales in and out of your nostrils with your eyes open, similar to open to life meditation. And then you can slowly transition to a body scan. And what a body scan is, it's just a mental scan of your body to identify and relax any areas of tension or stress. So usually I like to start from the top of my head, and then I go all the way down, scanning all the way down to my toes. And I always encourage people to adjust their posture as needed, but also try not to lose focus of your practice. You want to ensure that your posture is comfortable yet alert, which means your spine should be straight and your shoulders should be relaxed if you're sitting upright, either on a chair or on the ground. even these small adjustments can help to alleviate physical discomfort. And the whole purpose of this practice is not to ignore or control any discomfort, but it's really about finding a routine that works for you. It's about finding adjustments that work best for your body. After you've performed your body scan, you can now start to observe your thoughts without judgment. It's letting those thoughts pass by like clouds in the sky, rather than engaging with them. And remember to be gentle on yourself, because even though meditation is a very relatively simple and easy practice, what's not easy is the mind wandering. And what's not easy is having that awareness and now bringing that back to your breath. So with that being said, just know that mind wandering is normal. And all you need to do is just gently bring your attention back to your breath without any self-criticism. What if you did the breath meditation and the body scan and you still feel restlessness? In that case, I would say there's no need to force yourself to meditate. Meditation is not about controlling your thoughts or trying not to think. I like to just see meditation as just a breathing exercise. It's just time you take out of your day just to breathe. But if you do want to meditate, you can also opt for guided meditations. I think guided meditations are great for beginners who need some kind of structure and want to also get the benefits of relaxation. But for some people who really, really want to meditate on their own and fight that urge of restlessness, which I highly encourage, then you can either just keep your eyes open throughout your entire meditation, or sometimes you can switch to another room in your home or to another location that can help you meditate better. It also helps if you want to play some soft music in the background while meditating. If you are able to work through this restlessness or this discomfort in your meditation, it really helps to build that mental fitness. And as you become more adept at meditation and start experiencing deeper states of calmness, you'll also start to notice several positive changes. One of which, you might find it easier to manage your emotions and respond to stressors appropriately without reacting to them. And this is what I like to call emotional regulation. Being able to manage your emotions appropriately can also help to reduce your stress level. And calmer states of meditation can improve or enhance your ability to concentrate and sustain attention on task. With regular practice, you'll become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations, which also leads to greater self-awareness. Even though meditation is generally safe, there are some risks, especially when practiced intensively or without proper guidance. Some of the risks include emotional distress. Meditation can sometimes bring unresolved emotions or trauma, leading to distress. This is particularly true in intensive meditation retreats, such as Vipassana retreats. Some people may even feel physical discomfort. You know, long periods of sitting can cause physical discomfort, especially if it's a posture that is not maintained properly or it's a posture that you're not used to. For some people with psychiatric conditions, meditation can even sometimes exacerbate the symptoms. So it's important for those with mental health issues to consult a healthcare provider before starting a meditation practice. In some very rare cases, some people might even experience meditation sickness, which is a symptom that causes confusion or disorientation or even psychosis. Here are some of my recommendations to help mitigate some of these risks. The first one is to start slow. Begin with short sessions and then gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable. 2. Seek guidance. Use guided meditations or seek instruction from a qualified teacher, especially when you're starting out. 3. Listen to your body. pay attention to the physical discomfort and, as always, adjust your posture as needed. 4. Consult medical professionals such as therapists or psychiatrists if needed. And 5. Have a balanced approach. Use meditation as a part of a balanced approach to health and well-being that help to complement other healthy practices and professional advice. So for example, maybe utilizing meditation as a form to help you relax or to stay grounded after a yoga session. By being mindful of these potential risks and practicing meditation with awareness and guidance, you can start to enjoy its many benefits while minimizing any adverse effects. I really hope that you found this episode to be helpful for you. And if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to comment down below, and I will try to answer them on my next podcast. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you in the next one.